Today on the Ron Van Dam Show, I bring you a dramatic story of lust and sex. Kids, you'll love this.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight.
Right.
Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hold on tight. Are you holding on tight?
Whatever.
Hold on tight. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, he said, knowingly. That's what it really is. That's the show that it is. It's got my name in it. That's pretty cool. Doesn't have your name in it.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. I've got a very interesting story for you at the top of the show here, and then later on the show we'll speak to an interesting guest about your health and about germs that are inside you. You have good germs inside you and you have bad germs. And they constantly battle on the battleground of your esophagus. It's an incredible thing. And we'll talk about that later on. I'm not in the mood right now. Well, you know, we have become comfortably numb. Pink Floyd song. Love it. True, though. We have been numbed by the White House in the number of endless lies and incredible stupid statements to the point where if something horrific happens, we just say, well, it's part of the deal. It's not part of the deal. It's not supposed to be part of the deal. They are numbing us. They're injecting Novocaine into our brains is what they're doing. To the point where if something horrific happens, it's just like, well, there you go again. I'm sick of there you go again. No more there you go again. The latest story has to do with pornography. Oh, finally, Ron, a subject matter we can relate to. And I don't care if the kids are listening or not, I really don't. I know they're not, but I don't care. And this has to do, believe it or not, it has to do with the President of the United States getting involved in an alleged affair? What? How could that happen? Oh, of course it could happen. It happens all the time. It's White House circus time. This is the music that they play over the loudspeaker in the White House, just to get him in the mood. It's really not funny, but it is, but it's really not. This is our government, kids. All right, here's the deal. Apparently, allegedly, but even more than allegedly, to be honest with you at this point, back in 2006, do you remember that? It wasn't all that long ago, really, in the scheme of things. There was a woman named Stephanie Clifford. But that wasn't the name that she used on stage. Her name was Stormy Daniels on stage. She was a porn star. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Stormy Daniels, on a golf outing promotion, ran into a man, quote-unquote man, named Donald Trump. And Donald Trump invited Stormy Daniels, who was a porn star at the time, to his room. He had just married his wife there, Melania, whatever the hell her name is, Melanoma, whatever. And Stormy walks into Trump's room. Trump is sitting there in his pajamas on the bed. I know when I invite someone to my room, I always put my pajamas on and sit on the bed. That's normal, right? She walks in. She says, "What's going on?" And he lures her over to the bed. And she says to him, "What about your wife?" And he says, "Oh, don't worry about her." Now, normally I would say this sounds like a concocted, made-up kind of thing. But then I realize it's Donald Trump. He's the guy who on the Entertainment Tonight bus talked about grabbing pussy all over the place and women just fall all over him and he takes advantage of that. That's what he said. So I guess I have to believe that that's the pattern because he said it. That's a great thing about Trump, man. You don't have to wonder about what's going on. He really is very transparent. He'll tell you exactly what he's doing in the worst way. Through no fault of his own. He just can't shut up. He tweets and he talks and he angers and he incites and he's just fun to be around. And he doesn't even drink. Man, what if he drank? That would be even more explosive. So getting back to the story. So apparently he has a sexual affair with Stormy Daniels, which has carried on for quite a number of years. Nobody knows about it, although it's Donald Trump. You don't talk about it. It's just kind of assumed that, you know, you go to bed with him. What the hell? I mean, the guy's so full of himself. Why not? That's editorial. The other part is factual, according to Stormy Daniels. In 2016, the presidential campaign is definitely underway. Trump is running for president and campaigning accordingly. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, starts shopping around this story. She goes to many of the media and news outlets, which, by the way, are the enemies of the people. And she starts to shop around, see how much money she can get for breaking this story. The Trump people find out about it. And Trump hires one of his attorneys to make an offer to start a separate financial company in order to satisfy Stormy Daniels to shut her up, which is called hush money. It's shut the hell up money is what it's called. So this company is established. This is on the record. And a check is cut from this LLC almost immediately upon starting up. Which leads one to believe that this little company was created in order to cut this check. So the check didn't come from the Trump people. It came from an LLC. The check is for $130,000. The caveat is that you shut the hell up about this affair stuff and never bring it up again. She accepts it. That story has just come out through the major newspapers, which Trump supporters don't believe the media is honest about anything. They believe that Donald Trump never, ever lies, and the media always does. Someone needs therapy here. Anyway, that's the story. And oddly enough, it's a quiet story. If it had happened to any other president at any other time, this would be an explosive, explosive situation about the character of the president of the United States. But the president of the United States now has no character. So it doesn't even show up in the news that much. And if it did, it's of no consequence because everybody knows he's a dickhead. That's where we've come to, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we have arrived. That's how numb, how comfortably numb, the American public has become. Something that should rattle people, the churches, people with good morals, should be rattled about this, about the decency and the moral compass of the person in the White House that is supposed to represent us all. But this doesn't matter now. Just things like this, they don't matter. Your president opened up a company to release a check for hush money. The reason why Trump doesn't even care about this is because he creates so much drama about everything else that when something interesting like this comes up, we just go, oh, no surprise. How does he get away with this crap? What if you were in a marriage and this happened? You'd be divorced. But if you're president, not only do you not get divorced, people just go, oh, whatever, fine, whatever. Melania, I don't know what the hell's up with you. I'm not finding you to be a very respectable person either. Not that I think you should stand up and divorce him, but, I mean, seriously, man? Seriously? Melania, seriously? And Melania, if you don't believe this happened, check into it a little bit. I think you can find people that can give you some good, honest answers. Melania probably figures, I what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? Like, I didn't know this? Like, I didn't know I was marrying a dickhead? Seriously? One might say at this point, so what is important to Trump? There's one thing that's important to Trump, and that is Russia. That will be his downfall. That will be the one thing that can clip him off at the knees and bring him down permanently. And I believe, and this is theory on my part, but I'm extremely intelligent and very stable. I believe that Russia and Vladimir Putin have something on Trump that is so significant to Trump's entire existence that Trump knows what that is, and comparatively everything else is not as important as this Russia connection. Here's what I think happened. I believe that throughout Donald Trump's business career, of which he touts being so successful, although he's had a good number of bankruptcies, not personally, because he puts it all on the business, and the businesses go bankrupt. This is the genius businessman we're talking about here, who can cut a deal at any time he wants, but never does. He's the guy that brings everybody into a room, yells kumbaya, and then 24 hours later calls them all assholes. That's stable. Yeah, that's stable. That's the great mediator, the great deal maker. Anyway, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Trump, during his business dealings throughout his career, he gets into business bankruptcies. He needs to get money from somewhere to remain solvent and to start other businesses up. He gets his money from Russia and Russian-affiliated banks through the government of Russia. That's what he does. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump Jr., who apparently can't shut up, just like his father, actually said back in about, I think it was 2008 or 2010, Donald Trump Jr. actually says publicly, we don't borrow money from this country, from banks. We get our money from Russia. We don't take out loans. We get money directly from Russia. He actually says this. That should have sparked something in Mueller's investigation, and probably has. Here's what I think happened. I think Donald Trump has a very strong money laundering deal going with Russia and has, through most of his latter business days. I would say from the start of his business bankruptcies, which goes back about 10, 12 years, all the way through, I believe that there's money laundering going on through Russia, the Russian government. Obviously, Putin knows this. He's got this over Trump. He's got it over Trump. All Putin has to do is say, this is what happened, and Trump is done. Because that is not only illegal, it's also treasonous under the circumstances at this point, because now he is president. And because now there are the allegations of collusion, which is also treasonous for direct collusion. And it shall be found so, I believe, within a number of months. I think that's what Russia has over Trump. Whenever the subject of Russia comes up, Trump defends Russia and defends Putin all the time, vehemently, even more so than people in his own country. Always. There is a bro love affair. No, it's not bro love. Putin's got something over Trump, and it's money laundering, and it's illegal money dealings between the Trump organization and the Russian government. And when the Russian government said to Donald Trump Jr. and to Trump accordingly, we'll help you win the election by releasing certain things through WikiLeaks, and we'll orchestrate this for you, and we'll do the best we can to get you into power. But what you must do for us, Donald, is relieve those sanctions put upon Russia, get rid of the sanctions, put us in a good light again, as Russia is concerned. And of course, Trump says, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Besides, we have a relationship with money laundering. So sure, I mean, we have a relationship that goes way back with Russia. I believe this is what's occurring. And I think what really put a stake through Trump's heart was the realization that Mueller was going outside of the realm of political collusion and getting into money laundering and financial dealings, because that's where Trump can be cut down at the knees big time and finally and forever. And the man, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to his base, and the man that you supported, who is doing stuff for you, relieving your corporate taxes, that kind of thing, taking some of the burden, the regulatory burden off of you, this man also has been shitting on your head. And you don't want to tell your family or your children about it because you know that you're supporting an idiot. But an idiot that's doing stuff for you. So I'd rather have stuff done for me than, you know, be moral and want someone in the White House who is really a good person. So that's my take on it. I could be wrong, or I could be right. But that's it. So we have come to the point where an alleged affair between the President of the United States, an ongoing affair, from over 10 years ago, where that and paying money off silence hush money, that's okay. That's all right. That's fine, because it's in the scheme of things, it's not that consequential. I am going to have a, you know, that baseball cap thing that says "Make America Great Again." I want to create a hat that says, "I'm smarter than you think." Put that on the hat and make people wear it. And when Trump comes by your house to deliver papers someday, happily display your hat. "I'm smarter than you think." And that's your White House.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Dr. Mahmoud Ghanem is here, and he is a, my gosh, you're a lot of things. You're a PhD in EMBA, I don't even know what that is, professor, Department of Dermatology at Case Western Reserve University and University Hospitals, Cleveland Medical Center, founder of companies. My God, okay, you're tiring me out, you do so much.
Oh, you're so kind.
Well, it's true. Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going for a physical next week, and I actually have to study for it and try to lose some weight. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, all those holidays, they did a number on me, and now I'm paying for it, and I need some help.
You know, the issue is that we all do the same. I personally, the same thing. I enjoyed the lovely food, but now I have to pay for it.
Yes, yes. So, and I even want to be healthier than I was before the holidays. So I have quite a task in front of me. How do I do this? How do I get myself on track?
I think really what's important is to start looking at, how can I help myself after we enjoyed so much good time? And I don't envy anybody. We really should have some good time.
Yes.
But now it's time to reverse, as you say, the trend. So what you need to do is you need to have a healthy lifestyle.
All right.
In other words, you need to eat well and exercise. Of course, this is easier said than done.
Yes.
Because of this, what we need to do is we need to start doing small changes. For example, if you never had fruits, and I know a lot of people don't like fruits and vegetables,
uh-huh.
What we need to do, you just start slowly but surely adding a small fruit a day and keep it up. The same applies for greens,
yes.
For leafy greens, for grains, as well as fish. And if you do that, we start to establish the basis for taking care of our gut health.
Okay. Let me ask you here, you talked about fruits, which I know are very healthy, but I'm concerned about the sugar content in fruits. Is there a difference between sugar and natural sugar found in fruits?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of difference because the refined sugar, which is added to all our types of food, mm-hmm. are really bad news. Because these sugars, what they do, they feed bad fungus, uh-huh. as well, especially. And by feeding this bad fungus, they start to overgrow and they cause digestive issues. Uh-huh. However, the sugars in fruits are not as refined. And clearly, you don't want to be eat so much fruit that has a lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
But having two pieces or three pieces of fruit a day
uh-huh.
is not equivalent to having, let's say, one bottle of Coke, for example, which has 40 grams.
Oh my God!
Sugar.
Yes, that you might as well drink poison, as far as I'm concerned. okay, now, all right. So I get all of that. The probiotic health, I know, is something that's a term that we started to use. In my case, when I was a young adult, I could eat everything. Not that I should have, but I did. And then when I got older, all of a sudden, when I ate certain foods, I would get indigestion. I would get gas. I didn't have that problem before. What's happening to me?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, once we eat food which is really not appropriate, like processed food
uh-huh.
or a lot of fast food, what happens, they feed not only we have as a human take nutrition, which helps us to stay healthy, but also we start to encourage the growth of bad bacteria and bad fungus. And what happens when you have this, they'll start to affect the good bacteria and fungus in our gut, which help us to stay healthy, and instead they start to cause trouble for us.
I see.
So that's why what we need to do is try to balance the organisms in a way using a probiotic. And to date, most of all, actually, the probiotic available in the market, they address only the bacteria right. in our gut.
Okay.
What we need to do also is to think about the role of fungus in the gut for two reasons. Number one, the fungus in the probiotics, what it does, it helps you to break down food and help our digestion. Also, at the same time, the second reason why it's important is because the fungus keep in check the bad bugs or bad bacteria and fungus. And by doing this, they control them and then can optimize our gut health and make us feel much better.
Okay. So I should take a probiotic?
I think two things I would say. Number one, I think it's very important to have a diet which is healthy,
right.
also that have fibers.
Okay.
But combining that diet with probiotic,
yes.
which addresses both bacteria and fungus,
okay.
will go a really long way to bring us back to after the holidays and after we enjoyed all that lovely food.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of probiotics on the shelf, and I don't know the difference between them.
Sure.
What do I do?
So, you know, if you go, as you say, you are absolutely right. There are so many probiotics in the market. You go to any supermarket or vitamin shop, and you will find a lot of probiotics.
Yes.
As I mentioned, up until our discovery and those of others, people focused only on the bacteria, and they have only bacterial strains. But really what we need to do is we need to use a probiotic that has both good bacteria as well as good fungus, because they will work together to try to optimize our digestive system as well as intestinal tract, making us a balanced and attain this balance. Not only you bring back the balance, but also keep it in harmony with our body, and therefore you are going to feel much better if you combine both the dietary approach
okay.
as well as the comprehensive
okay.
probiotic.
I mean, it's really important, because when I have digestive problems, it throws a wrench into my whole day. I mean, it's you know, really makes a difference. To be honest with you, I don't think exercising really makes you lose weight. I think that's the way you eat in your lifestyle. But what it does do is it brings my stress levels down, and it makes my metabolism rev up a little bit. But I don't think it really, I mean, I can't get it. You can't exercise and then have a couple of hamburgers.
You know, you are so right. These days people, they say, look, I'm exercising, but I'm not losing weight.
Yes.
We have to try to optimize our weight situation and in general gut health. You have a number of things to do. Number one, as I mentioned before, you really need to adopt a healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
You need, as I mentioned, to eat properly and exercise. But also, we need to make sure as much as we can avoid processed food. Food that has preservatives,
right,
food
right.
that have a lot of sugar.
Right.
And the point which you brought out at the end, which is really very critical about stress relief. We live in a stressful life. And this is normal because of our job, because
yes.
of our family, our kids, and so on and so forth. So what we need to do, we need to reduce the stress.
Yes.
Because studies have shown that there is a relation between stress and our gut, what organisms live in
okay.
our gut, what fungus and bacteria. So what you need to do, you need to start doing moderate exercise. If
yep.
you don't walk, start walking. Increase a little bit in a daily basis. Also, you need to relieve the stress by doing, for example, yoga is great, as well as meditation. So try to take during the day a couple of minutes, like, let's say 10 minutes just to
okay.
think about nothing. Just relax and meditate. And I tell you, this will really be a very good stress relief if you put these together.
Okay. Website where you recommend a certain probiotic and certain health tips, what is that website?
It's called biomehealth.com.
Perfect. B-I-O-H-M health.com. Doctor,
yes.
we're running out of time. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Likewise, thank you for having me and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it for today. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I will be with you again on Monday, where we have a special guest. We're going to talk about extraterrestrials, flying saucers, UFOs. Do they actually exist? One of the world's leading experts on this subject joins us live on Monday from Amsterdam. Until then, I wish you peace.